Hi, this is The Greatest Story Ever Played. My name is Dan.
My name is Jordan.
And today we're going to talk about the fourth episode of Life is Strange, Dark Room. Yeah, with that, Jordan's got a summary for us.
Yep. So the summary of this episode is, Max realizes that changing the past can lead to painful consequences and that time is not a great healer. Her investigation into the disappearance of Rachel Amber begins to reach a thrilling conclusion as she finds the Dark Room. Will the answers lie within, or will there just be trouble?
Okay, so we pick up where we left off last episode, where Max has gone through the photo and into the alternate timeline, where we find Chloe paralyzed.
Yeah.
Super intense. Being in the alternate timeline is just a really unique setting. It's pretty weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's really familiar, but also really different kind of thing. Some things that were noteworthy in there is that Rachel Amber is still missing. But Chloe's never met her.
Yeah.
And then also that the snow and the eclipse that happened in the previous episodes have also happened here. And all the whales are dead, so it's like...
Yep.
I guess time probably being fucked up on both still has those things fucked up.
Yeah.
I guess, but it's super... I don't know. It's really unique.
Yeah.
Seeing that. And like we saw last week, Max is in the Vortex Club. If you look at her journal from back then, or text, like she's texting Nathan and Victoria, they're like best friends.
Yeah.
Her journal is way different too. She only has like one or two entries, and she's like, "School rules. My birthday was great, but also the drunkest. I love the Vortex Club," or stuff like that.
So, yeah.
Man, wow, alternate universes. You is so different.
Yep.
But then there was a journal entry that I wanted to read that it was from Max. I guess our current Max, but regarding that time.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "Even though I felt awful and disconnected, Chloe was just so bubbly and excited to hang out with me again, especially since I flaked on her pretty hardcore after the accident. Even in the alternate universe, I'm a shitty friend."
Yeah.
And that was a bummer to see. There's a text message that's from Chloe that's from like March or something. It's like, "Hey, this is William. Like, this is Chloe's number. Text if you want anything," or, you know, "can hang out" or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then Max texts back in August and is like, "Hey, I'm going to Blackwell." And then they have like a little exchange of like, "Ooh, we should talk." And Chloe uses an emoji, which is funny.
Yeah, she hates them and yeah. They're real.
And then nothing. And it's just like, oh, man. Like,
yeah.
That sucks.
God, this whole like alternate timeline sequence was so painful. It was so rough.
Yeah.
Because Chloe was similar, but also so different. One being she was quadriplegic, but also like her personality was.
She was like way more like friendly.
Yeah.
And like upbeat.
Like your average, just, I don't know, teenager.
Yeah.
Versus in the normal timeline, she's, I mean, she's still like fun and like whatever, but she's, you know, way more rebellious and like angsty.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, alternate timeline's pretty unique and we end up running into our first choice there.
Yeah, so this first choice was a doozy, too. It was Chloe requested that we basically kill her. So she was quadriplegic. She had headaches all the time. Like, she was slowly dying. I guess she overheard doctors talking that her respiratory system was failing. She knew it was a matter of time before she was dead. She was in pain all the time. She was costing her parents a fortune. They're going bankrupt. All this reason for her to feel like, I should die. So she asked Max if she could... Or if Max could give her, like, basically an overdose of morphine, I'm pretty sure. So that was fucking rough.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt so torn.
Yeah.
So we ended up not doing it. We refused the request. So we were in the smaller portion of 48% that refused. So 52% accepted the request. Yeah, I was so torn. Like, I didn't want to kill her because, like, it just seems wrong, like,
right?
I don't know. I but also at the same time, like, part of me was like, we could just do this and kind of save everyone some time and grant her wish.
Right. It's like, well, and Chloe's like pitch behind it. It's like, you know, I just had like the best day I've ever had, like,
yeah,
all that stuff, and you're like, oh god.
Yeah,
like, I don't know if I can do this, like, especially like that conflict of you've been such a bad friend.
Mm-hmm.
Then to be the best friend, you need to kill her. You're like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
God, that hurt. It's so hard. Like, ugh.
Yeah, that's bad. And we got some Twitter responses about this too, right? So, Chris on Twitter said that she did.
Yeah.
Kill Chloe.
Yeah, and then Beth on Twitter, she said, "Yes, I felt that Chloe knew what she wanted, and Max would show her love by respecting that. I feel guilty that Joyce and William couldn't say goodbye, though. And that's hard. I don't. Yeah, both times I've played, I refused, but it was really hard because I'm like,
yeah,
this is fucked up. Like, I want you to be able to be happy, but like, I don't know if this is
the
good
right
to do.
Yeah,
or not. Like, or do I feel good about this or whatever? Mm-hmm. That's hard. But I think that, like, with both of them doing it, like, I get it. Like,
yeah.
And maybe they're stronger than me being able to honor that request, because I'm like, I don't know if I can. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because I guess that's, yeah, still kind of about me, which is not great. But
yeah, dude, yet again, game just hits you with just tough choice after tough choice. Like, I didn't think that this timeline could get any worse, you know? Like, Chloe's paralyzed and, like, her parents are bankrupt. Oh, now you want us to kill her? No. Like,
yeah.
So rough.
Yeah, they really went there.
Mm-hmm.
I looked online, too, and where there was the option of, like, yes, no, or I don't know,
mm-hmm.
She makes you choose. So if you say I don't know to her request, then you still have to choose anyway. Oh, so no matter what.
There's no cop-out.
Yeah, there's no cop-out. She's going to make you make a choice.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So after this scenario, we said no, and then you get a picture from the day that Chloe's dad dies, and then you end up going back in time again,
right,
to like not stop him from giving Joyce a ride. So he ends up dying,
right?
But that even that was rough. You're like, you go back as, you know, like 18-year-old Max, but in what, 13-year-old Max's body,
right?
And you know you're basically killing him by like not hiding his keys.
Yeah,
so it's like super rough.
Yeah,
God, so unpleasant.
That part's so rough, because then you either accept or refuse Chloe's request, and you're like, all right, sorry, William, and you just go back through, and you're like, fuck.
Like, yeah.
We've tried to help so much, and like, we've just fucked so much up, and are like more personally responsible than we've ever been. Like, mm-hmm. Before this, Chloe wasn't hurt, at least, but then we did it, and she was, and mm-hmm. then we didn't kill William the first time, but we kind of do now, because we like chose not to stop it, because to stop it, you know, like,
yeah,
fuck.
I don't even know. It'd be, well, we can talk about that later, but I have some thoughts about that, so.
Okay. Yeah, so we go back, and we go through the photo, and we let William die instead, let it go how it did, and because we do that, we wake back up in Chloe's room in the present timeline that we've been on before,
mm-hmm.
and Chloe's normal, everything's back to normal, as it was before we went through the picture last episode, so.
Yep.
That's good. We're back.
Yep. I guess that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's better.
It's better. I don't think I could handle a lot more of Chloe in a wheelchair. Like, it's just so sad.
Oh, no. It was awful.
Like, if you had to play a whole episode that way.
Yeah.
I don't think I could. It would just hurt too much. So we're back. We do some investigation stuff. We need to go break into Nathan's room to find some evidence about him. We do that. His room's super creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's fucked up. Then when we are leaving, Nathan comes into the dorm room while us and Chloe are there, and he's, like, yelling at us, and he's going to attack us.
Mm-hmm.
But then Warren shows up and beats some ass.
He fucks him up.
Yeah. He, like, headbutts him, and then he, like, punches him a bunch and, like, kicks him in the ribs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's a moment where it gives you the decision to say, hey, Warren, let up on him. Or you just let Lauren fuck him up.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed out of it.
Yep.
We let Lauren fuck Nathan up. So we were a mild minority at 46%. 54% of people stepped in and said, hey, Warren, that's enough.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised by this. I thought it would be a little bit higher, like, on our side. I thought more people would let Warren do this, because Nathan sucks. Like,
yeah.
And granted, he doesn't deserve... I guess he doesn't deserve to get... that, like, that beat up, but he also pulled a gun on Warren.
Yeah.
So it's like right before this fight, and that's kind of why Warren snapped.
Right, yeah. I wonder if without the gun, if it would be... Well, I guess it's already divided, so I wonder if it would be more divided without the gun.
Yeah, probably.
Like, for me, especially with the gun there, I don't know that I even feel that bad about it. Like, I don't know. I guess people shouldn't have to be like, people shouldn't get the shit beat out of them, even if they're monsters, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well,
no, he has a gun though, and so like.
Also, we know he'd kill somebody because he killed Chloe in like the previous first alternate timeline.
True.
So like he is clearly a I mean, he's a murderer, technically.
Yeah, that's
And he pulled a gun again. So it's like...
That's true. You're right, actually. We've seen him kill before, so it's not like we're like, would he really do it? Like,
yeah.
We've already seen it happen.
We also know he's somewhat responsible. He's involved in, like, all this shit with, like, Rachel Amber and Kate.
Right.
Because Kate remembered him, like, when she woke up in that weird room.
Right.
And he's just fucked up. Like, I did not feel bad at all. I know when we were making this decision, we were like... Yeah, I just let it happen.
Right.
Like, should we stop this? Nah. It's going to happen.
Yeah, he's awful.
Yeah, I hate him. So yeah, I'm kind of surprised that we were not the majority. But maybe we're just fucked up people. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we're bad.
Well, all right. Next decision involves Frank. So we like find out some stuff from Nathan after, you know, going to his room. Ward beats him up. Then we go and confront Frank. To get information about his, like, I don't know, drug ledger book.
Right.
Like, who's buying what, when. So we have to get his, like, I don't know, encryption, like, key for who's what in the books. There's, like, dog names, and he has, like, a note that corresponds to who's the person that the dog is, you know, because he likes dogs.
Right.
So we have to confront him, and there's, like, a couple different things that could happen here. So you could either, Chloe could kill Frank... Chloe could wound Frank, or you could somehow get out of this with no one getting hurt. And on our rewind, we ended up, no one got hurt at 67%. Initially, Chloe killed Frank and the dog.
Yeah.
And it happened so quick. And that was only, what, 8%?
Yeah.
8% of the people killed Frank and the dog, and then 25% of the people just wounded Frank. And I don't know how the dog fits into that, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Yeah, this one was difficult because we were just asking questions. Like, so it kind of starts out, you go in, you kind of confront Frank. You know, I feel like we were trying to be pretty nice and just asking questions. I think we were being normal. And all of a sudden, the dog jumps out of the trailer, Chloe shoots it, and then shoots Frank. Like, it was like a split second. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, he was mad, the dog charges us, Chloe shoots the dog,
mm-hmm.
then Frank pulls, like, a knife, and then she shoots Frank, and then we're like... Oh my god, we killed them.
Yep. Like, rewind.
Yeah, so then we were around.
Yeah, which...
And...
Yeah.
Had Frank shut the door, so Pompidou couldn't get out, right?
Yeah.
And so then that we were, like, able to... Yeah, try to appeal to, like, we want to find Rachel Amber. Like, we know you're good. You want a good thing. We also want that good thing. Could you help us, basically?
Yeah. Yeah, so after this interaction, I, like, don't dislike Frank that much. Like, I don't think he's a great dude. Like, yeah, he's a piece of shit, I guess, technically. Yeah. But, like, he's not totally evil. I think he's just selfish and messed up, you know?
Right. Well, and him being a drug dealer is bad. And mm-hmm. obviously he's selling Nathan drugs. And so, like, you know, he sold the drugs that Kate got drugged with or something like
and
that, which is
probably Rachel Amber.
Yeah, and probably Rachel Amber and stuff like that. So that's mm-hmm. like pretty dark.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But should he be shot?
Probably not.
Yeah, like maybe not. So
also he's willing to help. Like,
yeah, it seems like he has a better side than you would, like the stuff about like, oh, he rescued dogs and like that's how he got his dog, is that he like mm-hmm. beat up some dog fighters or something and took it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So it's like, okay, he has like some good in him despite being bad. Like,
yeah,
he's, yeah,
yeah, not
I was gonna say, like, I guess he could be like, he's still a lot worse, I think he's a bit worse, but like worse than like Jesse from Breaking Bad. But
yeah,
because Jesse I thought was more good than Frank is,
ended up being better.
Yeah, and even like some of the things, but you know, like a quote-unquote sort of good person caught up in a bad thing like being a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
But Frank seems maybe a little bit further than that. Like, if he's
that's
like
fair.
If he was just, well, I don't know. I guess that Jesse was selling meth, which is pretty bad also.
Yeah, but Frank's selling lots of different stuff.
Yeah.
And meth's probably farther on the spectrum in
the
bad direction. But.
Yeah, but then, I don't know, Frank's selling, like, date rape drugs or whatever. Like, that's bad. That's pretty bad. That's pretty dark.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I don't know if he deserved to get killed. So
probably not.
We rewound to save that, which is good. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the right move. In my playthrough, I didn't do that. I killed Frank, and I left it as is the first time I played. So I'm interested to see what Frank means after this, because I've never seen Frank after this. You know, since he's not dead, how he'll show up later on or not. But he was dead in mine. And I didn't, I killed him. It like went bad. I think same thing happened. Like Pompidou rushed. So Chloe kills both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the power could run out still.
Yeah, so I want to use it.
Yeah, so I was like, well, I don't know if Frank's worth it. But then afterwards, I felt really fucking bad because Chloe's like fucked up. When you get back to her house to do the investigation,
mm-hmm.
Chloe's just like arms around her knees, sitting on her bed, like shaking. Like,
oh, I bet.
I killed Frank Bowers. Like, I'm a murderer. I killed someone. So, like, Max has to, like, kind of take over because Chloe's fucked up, which makes sense. Killing someone's huge.
And someone's dog, like...
Yeah, like, that's heavy stuff.
Yep.
Whereas, like, for us on the rewind, Chloe was, like, just, all right, we're gonna find this place. We're good. Like, let's do our investigate, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
I think we made the right choice.
Yeah, I'd agree. And we got some, feedback on this, too, from Twitter. Fred on Twitter, he said that he's still unsure if he likes Frank or not. Before the storm made me like him, then, but life is strange, he's like a dick 90% of the time. In an answer to the original question, I left him unharmed, but I'm not sure that was the right thing to do. So, I've not yet played Before the Storm, but I agree, Frank's a dick, like, I'd say about 90% of the time, for sure.
Yeah.
And unnecessarily, too.
Yeah, he's an asshole. Chris on Twitter, he said, the first time he killed Frank, then he crippled him, and then unharmed. So, I
crippled him.
Yeah, which I guess that must be the wounded. I wonder if he, like, shoot him, just like,
paralyzed.
Yeah, I wonder if he, like, gets hit in the spine, or, like, maybe he's in a wheelchair or something. I don't know.
That'd be messed up.
I have no idea what happens. But I guess it crippled him. It must be pretty bad.
Yeah, I do wonder if, so, like, to Fred's point, like, if it was the right thing to do not to kill him. I mean, he's dealing date rape drugs to, like, random kids. Like,
right.
I'm not saying you should just kill people like that. But, like, in this scenario,
Is Arcadia Bay better without you there? Like, maybe.
I don't know. Like,
that's hard.
Yeah, like, yeah, yet again, this game's like, fuck you. Good luck thinking through this.
Yeah.
All right.
It's true. Yeah, it's like, you stopping bad people by doing bad things, is that better than by doing less bad things but then they still are around, you know, like it challenges mm-hmm. that a lot. And
yeah,
I don't you know, I guess that's what, when this game is like doing awesome like this episode, the decisions are so gray that it's
yep
really hard to know.
It's yep. And then this was even like a flashback to like when we stole the money from the principal's office.
Yeah,
there's a couple. Was that, I think that was this episode where we saw like a sign, like it was the handicap fund, and they like couldn't build like the ramp or whatever they needed.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, we probably shouldn't have stolen that. But at the same time,
we could pay Frank here.
We paid Frank. He didn't get hostile because we paid him, kind of. And then like it led to like finding out where Rachel is, and like, you know, ultimately leads to knowing who's behind all the shit. So it's like, Was stealing the money good? Like, I don't know. Like,
no,
probably not. But it.
In my initial playthrough, I didn't steal the money, so maybe that's why I ended up killing Frank, because it was hostile way quicker.
Yeah,
I wonder if it was, because I didn't have the money. So.
I wonder if you have to kill him or wound him if you don't have the money.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he'll never like respond positively and won't help you. Like, he's too abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, if someone knows that, that'd be. Tweet at us or something. Tell us.
Yeah, that'd be great to know. So from here, we've got our info from Nathan and from Frank and from David's stuff. And so then we find this barn in the middle of nowhere. We search around in it, and we find this creepy bunker. At the creepy bunker, we find these red folders with girls' names on them, including Kate. Mm-hmm. And Rachel, and we open them up, and there's these really creepy photos of like passed out girls, them being passed out.
Mm-hmm.
Super dark and weird.
Yeah, it was really creepy.
Yeah, and this is maybe the most creeped out I've felt in the game, at least in a long time, if ever. Like, it's just so gross. And
mm-hmm.
So we see them, but the photos of Rachel are actually of a place in the junkyard where we've hung out previously. Chloe's like, I know where that is. Let's go there. We can find her. Let's see if she's there.
Mm-hmm.
So we head off, and we find the spot, and we dig in the ground, and we find that Rachel's dead.
Yep.
Her body's in her trash bag. I'm glad that the game spared us of seeing her body.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been...
It was enough just to know that
she's dead. And
yeah.
Even like Max reacting like, oh, the smell, like that kind of thing. Like you just knew it was been a while. And mm-hmm. I mean, because Rachel's been missing for 6 months or something. A long time.
Yeah, it's a long time.
For a long body. Time that everyone but Chloe stopped looking. Like, oh, man. And it's so sad. Like Chloe, of course, loses it. Like, you mm-hmm. know, how could this happen? What world would do this to a person? It's mm-hmm. super sad.
Yeah.
This is probably like the one of those things where it's like the, I mean, super sad, but like most well done, best like cutscenes in a video game. Like this is, it's just so powerful, mm-hmm. you know? So that's pretty intense. There's a song that's going on that really fits.
Of course.
with yep. this, as this game does and uses mm-hmm. its music really well. But the lyrics in it are really reflective and sad, relating to Rachel and Chloe's relationship. This is Mountains by Message to Bears. It says, "And we could run away before the light of day. You know we always could, the mountains say. And we could run away before the light of day. You know we always could, the mountains say. And so the mountains saying we can leave whenever we want. But they can't because they're mountains. They're stuck in place.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Rachel and Chloe always wanting to run away from Arcadia Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They never could. And Rachel's dead here now. Like she's
yep.
permanently stuck in Arcadia Bay. It's just, it's so sad.
God.
Like, and for a character we've never met.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen her. We just know that Chloe cares about her. And then her being dead sucks.
Mm-hmm. God, yeah, this is so shitty.
Yeah.
But I kind of, you know, kind of expected it. Like, she's probably dead. But at the same time, I didn't expect it to, like, get this dark. Like, this episode just was, like, it just went there within, like, 10 minutes. It was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Because I think when I started playing the game, you know, you see the missing folders, like, in that hallway with Max before you even see Chloe die or anything like that. You're like, who's this missing girl? But then you're like, if she's been missing for this long, like, don't they always say, like, if it's... You don't have a lead within, like, 48 hours or something like that? Yeah, like, they're dead?
Probably. Or you're just never going to find her.
You'll never find... Like, something... Like, a very low time window. And this one had been a long one, so I was like...
Yeah.
This girl can't be alive, probably, right? I thought that back then, but, like... They did a really good job because the stakes kept getting higher. Seeing how much Chloe cared about her. Like, you really want to find this person. Like, I hope they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there's some weird explanation for this. And then when you find out what's really true. And that there's... I guess another one of your classmates are dead because of this, really, because
yep.
Kate, like, they're tied into this same dark photo kidnapping thing, like,
mm-hmm. which is
messed up.
We should have, like, paid more attention to the binders, like, the folders with the people's names on them.
Right.
So I wonder if there's other names on there that we've noticed, or, like...
Right. Oh, there was an empty one for Victoria, too.
Yeah, but, like...
But, yeah, other names, though.
Like, I'm sure, because there was a lot of folders. It wasn't just, like...
Yeah, there was, like, a...
Rachel was the first person. I think there was two rows.
Yeah, there was a lot.
So it was, like, probably 20? 15 to 20?
I guess there's been... Yeah.
It's like, who are all those people? Like, how long has this been going on? You know, like, we probably could have done more to, like... Well, I don't know if we could, actually.
I feel like we could only look through, like, Rachel's.
Yeah.
Which we did.
Yeah, and then we saw Victoria's and Kate's. Yeah.
Maybe we couldn't have looked at them, but maybe even just, like, I don't remember any names or something. Maybe there would have been something where it, like, refers to another character we know.
Yeah. Interesting.
But, ooh.
God, yeah, crazy.
Yeah, so, after this, Chloe's in, like, fuck it revenge mode.
Yep.
Like, Chloe's, like, shut down as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like, I'm gonna find Nathan Prescott and I'm gonna kill him. Like, that's all she is. Like, she, like... has zero other mission in mind. Like, the moon, there's two moons and we're like weirded out by it, and she's like, I don't give a fuck, like, I'm gonna find Nathan Prescott and I'm gonna fucking kill him. Like, that's how, like,
at this party.
Yeah, at this party, like, she has no other anything in mind.
Mm-hmm.
She's one track mind. This person will die, I'm gonna kill them.
Yep.
But while we're at the party, we want to warn Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Because her name was next on the list.
Yeah.
So we roam around the party a little bit till we can get to her. And we get to her, and we try talking with her, and as it always is with her, it's shitty. Like, she's just really inflammatory to us.
Yeah, and last interaction we had with her, we were, like, nice to her. with the paint thing.
Right.
And I remember talking before this episode when we saw like the recap. It's like, all right, next chance we get, let's be fucking mean to her.
Right.
So we were really mean to her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the question became, should we warn her?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, so we were trying to decide whether we should warn her or not. We ultimately decided we should warn her because it was like, no matter how awful she is, like, this shouldn't happen to her. Like,
yeah.
That we can't just be like, whatever, fuck you, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
So we warned her, but she didn't believe us.
Which is our fault, probably.
Yeah, for being mean. That was probably a bad move.
Yeah.
So we were among 25% who weren't believe Victoria didn't believe us. 65% of people actually got Victoria to believe them, which is impressive. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Were able to do that. And then 10% of people didn't warn her at all.
Which I was pretty torn, but it's like, I should probably do it. It just seems evil not to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder, like, if you just went there and, like, were even normal to her and not mean, if she would believe you.
Yeah.
I bet she would.
I looked online and watched a video of, like, someone doing it right. Cause yeah. I was like, all right, how's, like, especially since 65% of people did.
Pretty high.
Yeah, because my first time I played, same thing. She didn't believe me. I tried to warn her, but she didn't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
But 65% of people, so I watched it. And basically what it ends up being is you kind of have this heart-to-heart with her. Again, similar to the paint thing where it's like, hey, like, your photos are cool. And, like, you know, I would like to be able to be friends. Like, we should try to be able to do that. I think we're a lot alike. And then she's like, yeah, actually, like, you're really cool, and, like, I just fight with you for some reason. Like, it's kind of like that. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I still hate her. Don't want to be friends with her.
Yeah, I don't really like her.
She seems fake.
Yeah. Yeah. Kate on Twitter wrote in, and she said, nope. Victoria didn't believe him either.
Yep, whatever.
So, yeah, bad luck for the rest of us. So, well, after we attempt to warn Victoria, we get a text from Nathan Prescott that says, Rachel's not going to be there anymore.
No more evidence.
No more evidence kind of thing. So we rush to the junkyard to stop him. And we go through, we get to the junkyard, we start looking. And behind us, someone sneaks up and stabs Max in the neck with a tranquilizer,
mm-hmm.
It seems.
Yep.
And then shoots Chloe in the back of the head and Mark Jefferson.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yep.
And then the episode ends.
Yep, with him looking down on Max's body.
Yeah, looking down on the passed out Max,
mm-hmm.
Or passing out Max, because we kind of like see it with like our vision going in and out like as we're passing out.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
So crazy.
Yeah. Nuts. Really nuts. So that's the episode, I guess, heading to some general thoughts. So last week was a really fun, kind of nice adventure episode, breaking into the school and, like, doing that kind of stuff, where it wasn't too intense after the Kate suicide break,
mm-hmm.
for us.
Yep.
Then this one had, like, all the feels.
Yep.
Come in and, like, all the really hard things with, like, being in the alternate universe and all the hard things there, like, that was pretty hardcore. That was rough on the feelings. Finding Rachel was really rough. Jefferson reveal, that was crazy. I had no idea he was bad,
mm-hmm.
at all. Like, I was convinced it was Nathan the whole time. And Jefferson seemed kind of neutral. Like, he didn't seem like much of anything. Like, you know, David seemed bad because we had all these bad interactions with him. Nathan seemed bad. But those were kind of the people who, and even Frank, like, those were kind of the people who were in my line of sight of bad people.
Mm-hmm.
Jefferson was just, like, the reason we're here.
Yeah.
That was all I thought. So him being bad was a huge surprise for me.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you about this. This was your second playthrough.
Yeah.
Was there anything that kind of tipped you off throughout the gameplay your second time? Like, okay, he's kind of bad. This is kind of weird.
You definitely see the lens changes.
Okay.
Your interactions with him all feel very different.
Okay.
Once you know he's bad.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's something that will come up that will confirm that even more in the next episode that you'll see.
Okay.
So I won't say any more than that, but
okay.
There's an experience where you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like evil cringy kind of thing. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah. I like had a feeling that he was bad. Like, I mean, I wouldn't have said it even out loud because it sounded crazy.
Right.
But, like, just his interactions, like, at the party. One, the fact that he was even there was kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's getting like plastered at the school and he just like shows up and is like...
To announce the contest
winner. It just seems so weird. The whole thing seemed weird.
Yeah.
It was like, this is strange. You seem too comfortable here. Like, what's going on?
Right.
Even his speech was kind of strange. So I was like unsure about him. I wouldn't have said that he was drugging and killing people, but like right. He seemed kind of weird, I guess.
I wonder if they could have or should have had like other adults in that scene, like other teachers, like if they were at the party or even just checking at the doors, or if we saw one like outside on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess you're right. I don't think there were any other.
No, there's none.
And that's something that I would say is a weird thing that this game did, in that it feels like a very much combination of high school and college, that you have like a party that's a fundraiser or like a, you know, a party like that, but it's at the school, but there's drinking. But
there's a lot of drinking.
There's a lot of drinking, but you're not 21. Like, it seemed kind of weird. It seems like maybe it should have, I mean, I guess you needed Jefferson there. And so being at the school made sense versus if it was at like Nathan's house, like Jefferson wouldn't come there for that. He would have had to announce it in a different scene somewhere else.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Like, I guess it's maybe it's just they had to be like, whatever, this school's weird, and so they'll do it. But
also,
it's sort of strange.
Yeah, and we know that Nathan's dad's pretty influential. Nathan throws right. these parties, so the principal might just be like, yep. Yeah,
that's true.
Don't ask, don't tell, you know?
Right, that's true. And maybe that's what it was, is that's why there weren't teachers.
Yeah.
Is Nathan's dad says, we're going to have this party. It's on school premises, but don't check anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to keep giving you a lot of money to keep this school going. And then they say, okay.
Yep.
And then Jefferson knows what's up, but he's like, well, this is where all the kids are. I'm going to announce it and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And since we know he has ulterior bad motives.
And he's doing lots of weird shit on the side, so.
Right, since he's doing weird stuff, then he's like more fine. Mm-hmm. Maybe scouting potential victims or something.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Another thought I have is, so how involved do you think Nathan is? So, clearly, he sent the text.
Right.
He was at least involved in Kate's thing because she remembered she was drugged and woke up seeing him in this weird room, which was the room. Also, Nathan knew that Rachel went to the, you know, the quote-unquote dark room, which was, I'm assuming, the room that people were drugged and photographed.
Right, in the bunker thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, he's somehow involved. He right. seems like a little, like, accomplice, kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe he's more involved. I don't know.
No, it makes me feel like he's like a protege almost.
Yeah.
Something like creepy like that, where it's like,
yeah.
You know, I'll teach you how to take the weird kind of photos that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. Because Nathan was obviously into that kind of...
Yeah, he's fucking weird.
Like, all of his art in his room and stuff was, like, weird, like, sadistic type stuff.
Super dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that was interesting thing I was thinking about was... I'm sure they'll flush that out in the next episode, but
right.
I'm excited to see how that goes.
Yeah.
The other thought I had on this was, like, this episode got super dark. I mean, there's, like, lots of dark, like, emotional things throughout the whole game, but this one was, like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, Chloe is paralyzed in the alternate timeline. You know Rachel's dead. People are getting, like, date raped, drugged, and, like,
right.
getting... I don't even know what kind of pictures those were, but they were, like... kind of sexual, I think.
Yeah.
But they're also just weird. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, just fucking weird. So it just got really dark really quick.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, it's like, I don't really know what I expected, you know?
No, yeah. And I mean, I think that, like, with it, it's like, it doesn't feel like it was dark, just like, oh, let's just make the game dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, not good. I mean, the content is good, or, you know, whatever, the game experience doing it is good. What it is bad, but, like,
yeah,
you know, like, really well done. It doesn't feel like offensive unnecessarily or something like that.
Instead, no, it doesn't.
Like, here's some, like, crazy ass shit that, like, really mm-hmm. happens in life and stuff like that, and, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's crazy because you start out with just, like, Max going through life, reconnects with Chloe, they're having fun, then, like, oh, let's go, like, search for your lost friend, and then you're here, and, like,
right.
What? You know, it's like almost, I mean, just kind of expands, you know? It's probably maybe how it would go in real life even, you know?
No. And how it, too, it, like, starts out as, like, a fun time travel game.
Yeah.
Basically. Like, I was like, cool, fun time travel game. Like, that's where I started. And then it's like, oh, you develop a friendship. This is really cool. Okay, now we're trying to, like, solve what's really going on here. And then you're like, oh my God, it's so dark. That's what's really going on here. Like, it's horrible, and like horrible things are happening that mm-hmm. are way worse than we even knew.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I thought it was bad last episode, and then it's like, oh, it's like bad.
No, it's bad, bad. Like,
yeah.
Weird murder bad.
Right.
Because even with Kate, when she was like drugged and like videotaped and like, you know, like that was like bad. It was like, okay. I don't know how much more it is than that, and she's just super, you know, embarrassed and all this shit.
Well, and we couldn't tell how bad it was, too, because she was, like, really religious and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we're like, did you, like, we'd heard that you, like, drank alcohol, and then you, like, kissed boys.
Yeah.
And then, like, you woke up in a weird room that seemed like a hospital, but it wasn't. And so, like, that last section, we're like, all right, that's pretty fucking weird. But the other stuff, we were like, all right, this seems bad, but, mm-hmm. like... how bad is it? And then she kills herself, and we're like, okay, it's got to be worse than we thought.
Yeah.
But we still don't, like, really know.
I wouldn't expect it to be this bad, you know, like...
Yeah, then this is, like...
Like, the string of, like, serial, like, kidnappings, drugged, some murders, like, weird pick... Like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, it got, like, really dark and really far. Like, I could have never guessed this or seen this coming.
Neither could I.
Yeah.
Very surprised.
This was something nice that actually, or kind of nice at least, that I saw is if you are able to save Kate, you actually go see her in the hospital during this episode.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you go and visit her and like...
We couldn't do that because she was 10.
Yeah, we weren't able to, obviously, but just reading online, you get to go see her and she's like really happy that you're like taking care of her bunny and she's happy to see you and it seems pretty nice.
Her bunny. Oh,
yeah, it made me like be like, oh man. I feel bad that I've never seen this scene because I've failed twice. Suck.
Yeah, and we both suck.
Yeah, I haven't been able to save her, so, ooh.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, what, just one, the whole, like, sequence of Perry, Chloe being paralyzed was, like, I felt super tense, like, the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I guess we kind of already discussed this, but, yeah, just... Man, this game does such a good job of, like, making things just worse than you thought they could be, like, with decisions you made. You're like, fuck. Like, going into this game, I'd be like, yeah, being able to go back in time sounds great. But now, like, I don't think I'd ever want to mess with it, because all I would do is fuck everything up.
Right.
And, like, then be stuck in this position where, like, imagine, like... Max going back to, like, the normal timeline with where Chloe's alive and, like, normal, but her dad's dead. And then knowing for the rest of your life that if William did survive, you would be paralyzed and want to kill yourself. So, and you're friends with her the rest of your, like, the rest of time you're both alive. It's like, how would you not say something? And then if you did, then she'd be like, well, no, I'd rather my dad be alive than me. And you're like, that would be so rough. Like,
right.
God, I don't even know what I would do in that situation.
Yeah, or keeping the secret and just being like...
Yeah.
Because before it was like, it was shitty that Chloe's dad died, but now you're so much more involved with it.
Because you basically killed him.
Because you saved him once and then you killed him once, basically. Like,
mm-hmm. You allowed him to die.
You allowed him to die when you could have stopped it. Whereas before it was like a bad thing that happened when you were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which like, it's just crazy because like... Yeah, usually when you time travel things, like, I mean, you know, butterfly effect, whatever, sometimes it's bad, but other times mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I did it, but then Chloe was, like, class president at Blackwell, and you're like, cool, I was hoping for that reality.
Yeah, but
and
no.
Instead it's like, no, like, bad things will still come and do, and, like, you don't know where they'll sprout out, and in this case it was this, which, mm-hmm. oh, man.
Which is probably worse.
Yeah, it's so rough. It's so bad.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, this game really, I think, does a really good job of, like, putting in perspective, okay, this is probably, to a certain extent, what traveling in time would be like. You try to fix things, and you just cause a whole bunch of other problems you didn't see coming.
Like, right.
Which is pretty cool. Like, it's not just all roses and butterflies, you know?
Right, yeah, it just slips through your fingers
because mm-hmm.
it doesn't work.
Yeah, which I like that's... Like, I'm excited to see how this game ends, because I just can't imagine it's going to be too great.
Yeah, you know? I'm really excited to keep going. I guess I have one more thing outside of the game that I wanted to bring up, and is a blog post by Ashley Birch. She's the voice actress who plays Chloe, and she wrote this blog that's on her website, and I'll post the link on Twitter later, but it's pretty remarkable. Like, I'll talk a little bit about it, but you should read it yourself too if you haven't. But It's about this experience she's had where she was recording the Finding Rachel scene, and her boyfriend had actually died. And so it's her kind of parallel accounting that experience of her boyfriend dying and then also the experience of Chloe finding Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And basically like this emotional release that in this game kind of got to be for it. And it, I mean, it's super powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff and like super sad. Mm-hmm. But it, I don't know. I think it's really cool that she would share something like that. Like, and put it on her blog and, you know, tell people about it. But, oh, my God, like, mm-hmm. it's so hard. Like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's also cool, like, kind of gives you some, I mean, this is just general, like, background on, like, this is, like, what it would take to, like, voice a scene like this where, you know, you have to act like your best friend just died and you found their body. And then you throw in, like, yeah, all the emotions of, well, my boyfriend did just kind of die and, like, man, that'd be crazy. Like,
yeah,
I imagine I'd feel bad enough just acting like my best friend just died, you know?
Right.
And then with actors, how they get into, like, the character. I don't know how you'd manage that. Like, all the real-world emotions plus the fake acting emotions that probably become kind of real at a certain point, you know? Like,
right. It'd
be really difficult.
Yeah, and it seemed like the people at Life is Strange really, like, treated it well and really helped her, like, hey, read ahead a few pages, like, this is going to be intense, and, like,
mm-hmm.
even, like, when we did retakes, like, they were really cool about, like, everything and stuff like that, but it seemed like, because she seemed to express a lot of, like, after that happened, I couldn't do anything with it, like, I felt like I couldn't cry about it or be upset about him dying, and then when this came along, it was, like, I got to cry for me, I got to cry for Chloe, I got to cry for Rachel, I got to cry for David, like, that kind of thing, it's just, like...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And the lines that the people in Life is Strange wrote for that are so powerful. Like, who does this? What kind of a world does this? Like, I cared about her so much. Like, all it hurts so mm-hmm. bad. Like, when I've watched that scene or when we played last week and seeing it again, like, it hurts each time. Like, yeah. Every time I feel bad, if not worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so hard. Like, it's so hardcore or whatever. But I don't know. Just, I mean, really, yeah, really cool vulnerability for sharing that part of her life or whatever
mm-hmm.
with people, but also, like, had a great job with oh, yeah. My Life is Strange and her acting and all, I mean,
mm-hmm.
excellent, like, really good.
Very excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that covers episode 4 Dark Room, so come back next week, or in 2 weeks, for episode 5. In the meantime, if you want to hit us up, email us at thegreateststoryeverplayed@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thegreateststoryeverplayed or on Twitter at storyeverpod. And again, if you like our podcast, please rate and review it on iTunes. Tell your friends about it. Like, and yeah, we'll see you next time.
Yep. See you.